last year I went to school, mm-hmm. in the country school.
You just got the rest on your own, or you didn't get it, huh?
That's right, she didn't. 3 months, you know, you didn't get started.
Yeah.
Till you were through, and that was in the middle of the winter, and mm-hmm. you had to walk 2 or 3 miles to school, lots of days that you couldn't mm-hmm. get there, go even for the 3 months. Now here comes your train again.
Well, I guess he's going to stop. Oh, there you go. How did you bring in your hay in the early days?
Hold it in with a wagon. Routine.
Stacked it.
Taking it outside, usually.
Loose.
Make a stack outside.
The stack.
Uh-huh. That's by the barn or out in the field?
Yeah, close to the barn where you can throw it over the fence to the cows and uh-huh. the horses.
What did you call the upper part of your barn?
Loft.
We never had an upper part.
We never got a loft in ours, but that's what they're called. It's not the
hayloft.
Hayloft got one 10, 15 feet high. They always build them high so they take all the strength they had to throw in the hay.
Well, it was strong then, huh?
It was easier getting it down, so.
Now they all build them to stack on the ground all the time. One of them could pull 15, 20, or 30 box cars. I don't know why they run two all the time on those two little cars.
Hmm. They don't carry mail anymore. I'm surprised that they even run because they don't have passengers, you know.
And when we moved here in 1916, we had 6 passenger trains here on this road, 3 each way, 3 go down and 3 go back.
Goodness.
Now we got that little dude bug, and I don't suppose that ever you're riding 3 people a day on it, ever.
That's just one car?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Didn't look through it any time and never see a soul with it at all.
Hmm. To get back to this business of haying, how did you cut your hay?
We cut it with a team and a mower and then raked it and then had a buck rake that you bucked it to a baler and it was pulled by a horse.
They didn't have balers in the early days. It was
this horse went round and round and mm-hmm. the man stood up and raked it in and stomped it down into it, and then the plunger come back and pressed it up, and then it flew back when a certain place on there, it'd fly back and he'd ram in another bunch of hay.
He'd get out in time or lose his feet, huh?
Yeah, he had to. There's lots of them that didn't. There's lots of, I know 2 or 3 one-legged fellas around here yet didn't get out in time.
You think they'd find an easier way to do it?
Well, it had to be done. That was the only way it was to do it then. Didn't have anything else. It didn't have any tractors and it didn't have anything. It didn't go fast like it does with machinery, though, you know, with the motor on it now. No, it just made 2 strokes while a horse was making a circle of about 25 or 30 feet.
Did you gather your hay up in the field in piles or anything?
No, you just raked it up then, took this buck rake, they called it, in whole. 7, 8, 10 bales loose hay, you just put, you drug on the ground, you just push it up there to the baler, and it, 2 fellas would pick it up with a fork and throw it up on the platform. And this feeder, they called him, he raked it down with a fork and stuck it in this mouth of the baler to come back. Mm-hmm. Had a little short pitch fork handle about 3 feet long that he used to rake it well, and the tines on it wasn't much longer than that.
Hmm.
I guess the baler bit them all off the reason they used them short.
It's easier than feet, though. Where did you keep your cows?
Well, they just stay out in the pastures. Unless the weather was bad, we had a cow shed down there. You keep them in. Now they go in the barn if the weather's real bad. But you can leave the barn door open if it's snowing and blowing. They'll all go out somewhere and lay down in the pasture. They don't care about it.